Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Welcome to the podcast. I don't know. You know, we had Chef Dan Kluger on the show today. Now I'm salivating.
I know, me too.
Damn it.
All I can think about is what I'm making for dinner.
So, some of us have done better than others during this pandemic. Stress eating and drinking too much and skipping workouts. Those are my three problems. What are yours?
Same three problems. Add a little bit of marijuana to that.
Oh.
And you get the munchies. Crazy.
Brody, have you fallen into any ditches during the pandemic? Are you going on with you?
Yeah, I take a 3-hour nap every day and it wrecks my afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm staying up till like 1-2 in the morning and then napping all afternoon. I mean, I love it, but it's ruining me.
Brody, I'm getting email from you like at 1 or 2 in the morning. I'm like, God, he's just not going to bed.
Yeah.
Crazy. Garrett, what about you?
I've fallen into this vice of buying sports cards again, just to like rip them open. It's like the thrill of almost gambling and almost going to a live sporting event. I'm convinced I could flip cards, which I'm sure I can, but I haven't even started my eBay. So I have this mound of sports cards in my house that I've bought over the last 3 months.
Oh man.
Is that an expensive hobby?
It does. I almost have to like just like pull away because I'm spending a lot of money.
Now, Scotty, I'm sure you are masturbating more than ever now.
it's about the same, but my problem is I went up a belt hole. So
We don't want to know how you do it.
I said I was going to ride my bike every day, and I think I've probably ridden it 4 or 5 times in the last 5 months. So that's a problem. I need to get rid of some of these pounds.
Right. Now, Gandhi, anything else yes. that we don't know about? Any good or bad traits that you're living?
Good or bad? No, I think I've really just gotten so off schedule. Like, I kind of do whatever I want to whenever I want. And I don't know how I'm going to get back into the swing of things when we're all forced to be on schedule in a building at a certain time. Like, I get hungry now. I get up and go to the kitchen and just make myself some food. It's great. Terrible for my pants, but great for everything else.
Terrible for my pants. What mm-hmm. about you, Nate?
Listen, I had high hopes for this pandemic to do, you know, learn another language,
yeah,
get in shape. The only thing I've really done is grown out my hair, and we see how successful that is.
I like it.
I'm a fan.
Thank you.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah, me
listen,
too.
I haven't done anything to it, so I was told I need to get a keratin treatment.
No, don't do that.
No, do it.
Keratin's going to mess up your natural curls. Anyone who has naturally curly hair and you put the keratin in, they always regret it. Only do that if you want to get rid of your curls and yes. make them look terrible.
You know what you need? You need Afro Sheen.
You might need a little bit.
I think you're right.
I don't know. Danielle, good or bad?
So, I mean, I have been on the Peloton all the time, and I've been taking walks, so that's a good thing. Right. I've been eating more than normal. That's a bad thing. But I think I've become lazy with things like makeup, and like I'll get up in the morning and I look in the mirror and I go, just a little mascara. We're good.
Yep.
And then, or like, I don't want to do anything. I'll sit on the couch for like 2 hours reading a book and go, I know there's laundry to do. I know I should be cooking. I know I should, I don't want to do it. Yeah. Like, it's just this you lazy factor.
I just walked through the house earlier and I was like, God, this place is a shithole. I've got stuff piled up. I've got crap from the dogs that they've eaten, like magazines that are just like, I've got to, today I swore to myself I would try to straighten up the house. I would. What about you?
Will it happen?
Yeah, of course it has to, because I mean, it's insane. At least in the morning before I come on the air, I have to put dishes in the dishwasher. I have to do that. Or knowing there are dishes upstairs in the sink makes me nuts. Producer Sam, your pitfalls and your highlights.
Pitfalls is, I think I've turned into Joanna Gaines, but like a real bootleg version. I keep trying to decorate every part of my house. So now I just have a bunch of furniture and accessories that I bought or recently purchased that I don't need to use anymore. William moved a giant picture to notice that there were 3 paint swatches behind it. He's like, oh, so we're repainting now? You weren't gonna tell me or like do this with me at all? So I'm hoarding furniture. I'm having a blast, but my bank account isn't. But on the bright side, I've been learning guitar, and it's kind of working out so far.
Whoa.
Yeah, Sam.
You have?
Yeah, like learning as in I pay someone money to teach me because I know me, and I need a professional to guide me in this adventure.
Good for you.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
So far, out of all of us, Sam seems to be doing really well.
I'm trying.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
I know, but what's her name? Gaines?
Joanna Gaines.
I know, but she always brings home that like stuff that looks like it's been beaten up. Like shabby chic stuff.
I'm yeah,
like, is
shabby
it still
chic.
A thing?
Oh,
that,
it
like,
is.
20 years ago?
Come to my 600 square feet apartment and you'll see tons of it.
By the way, we're echoing again. Do we know
I don't
why
know
we're
why.
Echoing?
I don't hear it.
I don't know why.
All right, Scary, the good and the bad and the ugly.
Well, the good, I picked up a new habit or a new hobby. I learned how to ride an e-scooter because I never ridden one in my life. But the bad news there is there's no exercise value in that. You just stand on the thing and it's motorized and it just goes.
That's perfect for you.
Which is contributing to the problem of the fact that at 10:15 in the morning, I'm eating lunch. It's a terrible thing. I have to break this mold.
But it's fourth quarter Scary. We're used to this.
Yeah,
this time
of year. Danielle, I leave here at 10 in the morning. I'm home at 10:15 and I'm already eating, breaking into lunch.
Well, hold on then. So then do you have another lunch and then a dinner?
Yes, and that's the problem right there. And then
I love
combine
it.
That well, with the laziness of...
But wait, you haven't had breakfast today.
Yeah, but
so
I'm eating...
your 10:15 lunch is breakfast.
But I'm eating terribly at the radio station, too. So it's just a terrible... like a domino effect of bad food and bad decisions. And then at night I get so lazy that I just order Uber Eats or Seamless or something.
Right.
So that's pretty bad. And then finally is my, the real ugly is I wear the same 2 pairs of jeans and the same 3 t-shirts because I just don't want to think. I don't want to, I have no one to impress.
That's what we're all going through. We don't want
to think. Yeah, same. Yeah.
We've definitely all gone into this phase of our lives where we just,
Yeah.
It's not that we don't care. It's just, no, right. It is. We don't care.
I mean, look at Sam. She looks like a Supreme Court justice today.
Thank you, Scared. I am running.
You look like a dead Supreme Court justice.
High praise right now, Elvis. High praise.
Good look. Do you guys find when you're going to buy something in a store, you go, what the hell do I need that for? And then, like, always. I go, let me just get the yoga pants because that's what I'm going to be wearing.
A store.
Didn't I tell you I had a... Yeah, let's talk about going to a store in a second. I have a tuxedo waiting at Saks that I have to go pick up. A paisley tuxedo. What the fuck am I going to do with that?
When are you going to wear that?
Paisley tuxedo.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it was ready for the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Oh. We're to dinner one night. So, when, like, make Alex cook, and then you come downstairs in a paisley tuxedo.
Okay. Wear it to Home Depot.
Yeah, so that's the only store I've really been to other than a grocery store, Brody. Going to a store shopping... I can't imagine, like, was it you that said a store?
Yeah, me.
Yeah,
no,
I said
Scary
a store.
Oh, Scary.
My store's on my phone.
See, but I've gone to Target, like, to get stuff. Wow. And, like, when you walk into Target, like, even they have, like, some cute clothes and sometimes shoes and whatever. And I go, what the hell am I going to? Nah, yoga pants. Well, a new sweatshirt? Yeah. Great. A new sweatshirt. A pair of sneakers? Oh, good. That's it. Nothing dressy. Nothing fancy.
I was in a clothing store yesterday. I went to the Gap. Now, you have to tell me, because my wife made me get rid of all my cargo shorts those summer.
Thank God.
Back. No. But look, they have cargo shorts again.
Oh, no.
You bought new ones.
Yep. So you just bought new ones?
Well, yes, because they had a whole rack of them, so I assume they're okay
Scotty,
again.
They're always going to have cargo shorts.
She's
going to
kill you.
Because there's always going to be guys like you that want cargo shorts. But if that's what you want to wear, I don't. Who are we to judge at this point? At one point, we judge. Now we don't.
Oh, good.
What's that? Scotty, what do you have in your pockets? What do you have in your pockets right now, Scotty?
I don't have a lot of cargo today. I just have my wallet and my little iHeart emergency card thing and a couple of $2 bills and my keys. That's all today.
Good thing you got all the space, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lots of cereal.
Brody wears cargo shorts all the time. He loves them.
Not for about 2 years.
What?
Yeah,
I haven't been looking at your shorts.
Retired them.
What'd you do with them? Sell them?
No, I'm waiting until they come back in style. Thanks to Scotty, I can wear them again.
Well, they are.
Hey, Scott.
Scotty brought them back single-handedly.
I wear them to amusement parks, but there's no amusement parks to go to. So.
Well, there is, but you don't go.
Well, I'm not going.
Well, so here we are just bitching and moaning about the good and the bad. But there are good things that come out of this pandemic.
Yeah,
someone
sure.
Name one. Go.
Oh, I feel like I've been super creative through this pandemic. I've been writing a lot more. I've been painting more. I've been creating these little wire trees that I make a whole lot more, and I feel really good about that.
God,
so no complaints there.
And I made $250 last week doing Instacart deliveries.
Nice.
You did?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Nice.
You're still doing it.
I am. I started up again. It's an addiction. I can't stop.
An addiction to shopping in a grocery store.
Yes. I love shopping, so it's the perfect match for me.
Perfect match.
Oh. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I've spent a lot more time with my family, and it was giving me the downtime that I didn't have. Like, we are doing more things together, more time at home. I love being here when they wake up in the morning and helping them out with certain things. That, I feel like, is a total positive.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we need more stimulation. And you're getting it with family.
Yeah.
And Gandhi's been moving around. She has three homes. She has three pandemic homes.
Yes, I do.
And Sam is learning how to play a guitar.
I'm working on it.
I'm just kind of out here in the middle of nowhere doing nothing.
You left out Scary's cleaning out his fridge.
Yes, he is daily.
One meal at a time.
Hey, you know what? By the way, we've gone how many minutes into the phone, into the podcast?
11.
11 minutes, yeah.
And Brody and Scary haven't started fighting at all. It's
very
been very
nice.
Peaceful. There's peace.
They also haven't spoken.
Well, I got to give a shout out to Brody because he moved one of my products on eBay. I had the Nutribullet RX from like several years ago, and it was just sitting there collecting dust. And Brody's like, huh, I think I'll sell that for you.
Nice.
I got $70 out of the deal.
Wow. Nice.
Is it worth $70?
Scary asked me to do that a couple of months ago. I would not do that because it wasn't like brand new.
I sold it.
I sold
Did
it
you get
him
a
on
commission?
Facebook swap. No. And my commission was he shits on me on the air. So that's what I got.
Oh, what a trade.
Yeah.
He dumped on me on the podcast yesterday. He crapped on me today on the air. That's my buddy.
Gosh. There's the fight. There's the fight we wanted.
There we go.
Yay.
I see smoldering.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting for that.
No, Scotty B's my seller. Anytime I have something, I'm like, hey, Scotty, can you sell this for me? And he sells it for me and just Venmos me and boom.
Well, you know what I ordered? I think I told you guys. I ordered one of those little bitty blenders. Just if you want to do like a protein shake in it, whatever. Just
Oh, yeah.
I ordered one. I didn't know I ordered a pre-owned one. And it came, it still had a shake in it.
Stop.
It was disgusting. And I think I only paid like $15 for it. I just threw it away. I'm like, I'm not even going to deal with it.
Well, do you want me to sell that Paisley suit for you?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
You guys remember when I worked in this place called Consumers, which was like a catalog ordering company before, like, you know, we had Amazon and all that stuff.
Yeah, but it was catalog in person.
But wait, so somebody brought in a kid's potty to return, and our motto was we took back anything, and there was poop in the potty.
Stop it! I swear to gosh.
People
have no shame.
Disgusting. And we were like, that was the one thing I think we did not take back. We're like, I don't think we can take this back because your child used it and you didn't clean it out. I mean, it was disgusting.
Brody takes it.
Stop. I'll sell that on Facebook Swap. Not a problem.
Well, hold on. What is Facebook Swap? I've never heard of this.
So there's a marketplace, which is a general selling location on Facebook, where about a 50-mile radius, all the towns contribute. But then each town has a swap page. So like Newark or Hoboken swap is for the people who live in Hoboken. And it's like eBay, but you sell to people you know because they're on Facebook and they're verified. So they come to your house and pick it up, or you drop it off. It's a safe way. It's like Craigslist, but with identification.
I did that a few months ago, and I got scared. And I told the guy he had to meet me at the police station because it sounded like a shady transaction.
Some police stations do have a drop-off, though.
Scotty lives his life so scared.
Yeah. Oh, God, you're so weird.
It was shady, but he did wind up meeting me in this jankety old truck, and you know, he bought my bicycle.
Hey, Scotty,
I bet he did.
I'm drinking water out of my old Pizza Hut cups today.
I love that. Does it say Pepsi all in like white letters that are faded on the side?
No, I bought these.
I can get you six bucks for that. $6 easy.
All right. Are we done?
No,
you
not
get 20 for that painting.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Right.
Oh,
you want to sell that painting for 20?
Speaking of glasses, like that, like I have the old Burger King and McDonald's glasses from the 70s and the 80s that my mother gave to me. And I'm like, I don't need a Grimace glass, Ma. I don't need, the Cheeseburglar. But apparently these are worth money.
Yep.
So I can actually.
He's a Hamburglar.
I feel
Hamburglar.
Like now you've just given me this idea that I wanna go
give it to Brody
sell
to sell
these.
For you. Yeah.
I just bought a Grimace puppet. On eBay.
Why?
For what reason?
Just give all your stuff to Scotty and make it easy.
I bet you pleasure yourself with your Grimace.
Yeah.
Then he puts it in his cargo shorts.
Scotty, why is your dick purple?
Wait. What do you do? What are you gonna do with a Grimace puppet?
I don't know, but I saw it. It reminded me of a kid. It was that plastic glove that you put on your hand, and it's a Grimace puppet.
Hey, Scary. Hey, Scotty, sell it to Scary for his van.
Oh my God.
Amy's gonna have you put that in the, you know, in the crawl
it's
space.
In the attic. It's
yeah,
in the
exactly.
Well, yeah, my it's God. In your pants.
I'm glad we got through this with no huge fights, no bloodshed,
or no poop talk.
And no poop talk.
A little bit of poop. Some poop.
Just a little bit of just masturbation a little poop. Talk.
Oh, Danielle talked about the poop in the potty.
Oh, yeah. The poop in the potty. Sorry, I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. Okay. Should we get out of here now?
Yeah.
Say
bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Nate.
Bye.
F you, Scary.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.